This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
The Paralympic Games are on from Wednesday 28th of August till Sunday 8th of September. And as athletes compete at the big event in Paris, we're joined today by Alice Holloway, Head of Sport and Physical Activity at RNIB, to chat a little bit about the importance of physical activity for our well-being and how perhaps you can get involved in sport more in your day-to-day life. And joining us now, of course, here's Alice. Lovely speaking with you.
Hi, Paulina. Thanks for having me.
No, it's great because it's such an exciting time. We, of course, have athletes competing at a high level, but I feel like it's just as important to remember that moving more in our day-to-day life is vital to our well-being, and we don't necessarily need to be aiming for the big sports championships.
No, absolutely not. No, I mean, it's fantastic to see VI athletes, you know, on the global stage representing people with sight loss and doing amazing things, but that absolutely isn't, you know, what everyone needs to be doing. And there's so many different other opportunities to get active just day to day. We know the benefits of sport and activity more broadly, you know, that, you know, it's not just about being active. It's that community side. It's the social side. It's the kind of the confidence it can give you, that camaraderie. So even from, you know, sports, you know, traditional sports like, or adapted sports that might be like blind football or goalball, but there's a huge spectrum of things that can be adapted right through to, you know, everyday activities, walking and cycling and swimming, running, that sort of thing. It's really not just about sport per se, but yeah, there's absolutely no pressure, you know, to feel like, oh, you know, I'm not as good as the Paralympians, therefore, you know, it's not for me. It's sport and physical activity is for everyone at every level, and there's always ways to get involved if you want to.
And that's the thing as well, because I think you mentioned confidence, and that's something we had a roundtable here on RNIB Connect Radio not long ago, and the discussion was mental health, and a lot of that discussion actually went towards talking about physical activity and how much doing something active helped their confidence and also improved their mental health.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think you speak to people who are kind of involved in maybe some clubs or sort of community initiatives, just actually getting out there and meeting new people, you know, can do absolute wonders for your mood. I know personally, when I'm around friends, when I'm around trying new things, that gives me a real boost. And I think it can be scary, absolutely, especially if you're thinking, well, I've never really played sport or I've never really been active. My advice would be, you know, find something local, maybe get in touch with them and introduce yourself. Most of the time, there's always ways to adapt things and make things accessible, and we can support if people need more help with doing that. But yeah, it's about the kind of the more community, the social side. There's so many additional things that actually are way more important than the being active. You know, that's a nice to have, you know, kind of added bonus, but it's really about the community and the social confidence side of things. And it can be a big scary step to take that step, but I would encourage people to see what's in their local area and do that.
And Alice, you have been working hard over the last few years around physical activity in sport. There's a initiative that RNIB British Blind Sport worked on together called See Sport Differently. And why was it so important for RNIB to focus on this aspect, focus on physical activity?
So I think, yeah, the See Sport Differently programme and campaign that RNIB and British Blind have been working together on over the last couple of years, we did some research initially that really highlighted, you know, the need for this sort of work. We know that there are a lot of barriers for people with sight loss to get active, confidence being one of them. You know, travel, often opportunities are varied depending on where you live across the UK. If you're more rural, there's, you know, it's going to be harder to get to sort of things that might be in local areas. So we know there is a huge amount of work to be done in this area, and I think that's why we wanted to obviously work with British Blind Sport to focus on those key barriers to see what we could do to alleviate some of them. We're aware we're not going to solve that in a few years. Some of this stuff is hard and it will take time. But I think focusing on especially some of our work around the workforce, so people who work in sport or volunteer sport and physical activity, so gyms, leisure centres, even going spectator venues. So if you're going to watch a local football game, you know, we're really trying to make sport and activity more accessible across the board, so that, you know, whether you want to be active, whether you want to go and watch a game, there's opportunities and there's ways to do that. And the staff and the volunteers who are kind of facilitating those opportunities are aware of how they can support people with sight loss to make things more accessible. So a lot of our work over the last few years has been producing some amazing resources for the sector. We've got toolkits for local clubs to understand how they can make their sessions more accessible, you know, thinking about how they promote them. You know, are they promoting them in an accessible way? Are they using alt text? Are they, depending on how they're marketing them, which channels are they using? As well as sort of, you know, as I said, for the leisure centres, more formal training for some leisure centres that BBS, British Blind Sport, have been doing some training in across the country as well. So we've come up with a kind of, we've got a really good range of resources for the sector now, which we're continuing to promote and support people in kind of implementing those. But I would also say, if you're someone who's interested in trying a new activity, you can also take them along with you. You know, if you're not sure whether they're going to be able to adapt something, there's good tips and advice in there of who to contact. So if you really want to try something, but you're not sure that how accessible it's going to be, we've got the resources to help those people, that club, you know, that leisure centre, whoever it is, to actually become more accessible and support you in that journey. So yeah, all of those resources I've been working on is available on our See Sport Differently website, which is seesportdifferently.org.uk.
Fantastic. Well, that website again, seesportdifferently.org.uk. Well, Alice, it's been fantastic speaking with you on RNIB Connect Radio. And of course, I think we can both wish our Team GB good luck at the Paralympic Games.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see what Paralympics GB can do. It's going to be such a good opportunity to, you know, get VI athletes and sight loss out there more broadly. And I hope, yeah, that it can, it, if it interests other people to get active in their everyday life, then that's an added bonus as well.